Okay, time to start the second parak of Bava Kamma. The first Mishnah tells us, Ketzad haregel mu'edes lishaber b'derach hilucha. In what way is regel, the walking of an animal, mu'ad, that it's already considered habituated to damage, to lishaber b'derach hilucha, that it breaks things in the way it goes? Habehema mu'edes lahalech gedarko lishaber. Because a behema is mu'ad to, in its going, in the normal fashion, to break things, and therefore it's considered to be mu'ad from the very get-go, and you'd have to pay nezek shalom, you have to pay complete damages. Ha'isam eva'etes, what's a different type of case is if it was, let's say it kicks. O shehayu tsuroros menatzin mitachas regleha, instead of kicking an item, rather pebbles jump out or strewn from under its feet as it walks, and it breaks utensils. Meshalim chatzi nezek, either one of those two cases, you have to pay half damages. But there is different reasons for each case. Kicking, the reason you have to pay only chatzi nezek and not a full nezek is because it's considered to be a tam for a case of keren. Keren means that it's kavanasa lahazik, it has an intent to damage. And that's what kicking is. Since it has an intent to damage, unless it's done it three times, it's considered to be a tam, and therefore it only pays half nezek. The other instance is where the pebbles are strewn out from under its feet. That is actually a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. That is a special exception that the damage caused by that is only going to be chatzi nezek. The Mishnah now has a combined case. Darsa ala kli ushvarato. If the animal tramples on a utensil and breaks the utensil, but v'nafa al kli acher shvaro. But then the pieces of that kli that he's damaged now are thrown and fall upon another utensil and breaks that utensil. So al harishon, for the first utensil that he trampled on, mishalim nezik shalim, he pays full damages, and that's because that's a case of regel. That's a regular case of regel, which is said is muad from the get-go. V'ala acharon, on the later utensil, the one that was damaged from the pieces of the first utensil, that mishalim chatzi nezik, he only pays half nezek and half damages, and that's because. And the second one is considered sroros. That's considered a case of what we said before was halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, the pebbles case that are strewn out from under his feet, and therefore only pay chatzi nezek. So again, the first utensil is going to be nezek shalim because it's regel, and therefore it's a muad. And in the second case, the second utensil rather, is only going to be chatzi nezek because it has the status of sroros. Now the Mishnah moves on from talking about animals to talking about tarnigolim, to talking about chickens. Hatarnigolim mu'adin lahalech kedarkun l'shaber. Just like animals, chickens as well are also considered to be a mu'ad, to be habituated to damage. Lahalech kedarkun, when they go in their normal way and they break things as they go. The Mishnah now talks about a specific case involving a chicken. Haya delil kosher baraglov. If there is a rope or a string attached to its feet, Oshia Mahades, or it's jumping. In either event, this rope or the jumping causes little pebbles to fly out. Umishabra sekelim, and that breaks utensils. Mishalim chatzinezek, that would be he'd have to pay only half nezek because again that's tsroros, that is just the halacha case of pebbles, which is halacha moshe mi-Sinai, that you only pay half nezek. However, if the chicken were to damage utilizing the rope or the string that's tied to it just in its normal manner of walking without tsroros, without pebbles, then it would pay nezek shalem because that would be a standard case of regel, which is a case of muad mitrilaso, and therefore pay a full nezek shalem, a full damages.